Notice here what William Miller is saying is that this casket, this truth that William Miller was bringing to the world, was also experienced by those brethren back then. And James White is very clear about a four-step process. The time that was set, 1843, and then the tarrying time when they realized that they had miscalculated. And then the midnight cry when the Holy Spirit came into the movement, and in the very words of Scripture, Sister White says, they went out and proclaimed, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." And then the shut door. Now, Sister White says that this parable will be fulfilled again to the very letter. This casket that James White's talking about appears at the beginning of William Miller's dream, but at the end, it appears once again even bigger and more prominent. And brothers and sisters, part of the very specific identification of this casket is this four-step process, which ends with the shut door. Part of the understanding that we are to have about this casket, which encompasses the truth of William Miller that will be repeated at the end of the world, is that probation is about to close. Now, probation in a general sense for the whole world is about to close. But with the light that Seventh-day Adventists have, they know that the judgment and the close of probation that corresponds with the judgment as the Lord goes through the names, it's progressive. It begins with the dead and then it starts with the living. And the first judged in the judgment is God's house. Probation closes for God's house before it closes to those others that He is going to gather to them besides the Israel that's gathered. Brothers and sisters, the door of our probation is about to close, and this is part of the truth that will become more prominent at the end of the world. Now, commenting more about this dream, James White says this, "The man," I assume this is James White, by the way, he's the publisher, there is not a signature to who gives these comments on William Miller's dream. "The man with the dirt brush represents the clear light of present truth as brought to view by the third angel's message, Revelation 14, 9 through 12, which is now purging the errors away from the remnant. The cause of present truth began to revive in the spring of 1848 and has been rising and gaining strength from that time to the present. The dirt brush has been moving and the errors have been passing away before the clear light of truth and some of the precious jewels, who but a short time since were covered up."